Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Papacker.
Good morning.
And, of course, our head... No, we'll wait a second. We're going to have Melissa joining us in just a few. We're looking forward to hanging out with her pretty soon.
Yep.
And if you noticed, we did not have Brittany with us again this morning.
Yeah.
Brittany will be with us as soon as she can. We're looking forward to that.
Hope you feel better, Brittany.
Yeah, take care, Brittany.
Yeah.
We got fun things lined up for you this hour. We're going to, of course, get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We got that right around the corner for you. Looking forward to doing some celebrating with our great friends at El Cafe.
Yeah.
I cannot stop thinking about their food.
We will. Everyone else, man. We're all in the same boat on that one.
Speaking of food, the 10 most dangerous foods in your fridge.
Most dangerous?
Yeah.
In what way? Yeah. Oh, I'm curious now.
Mm-hmm.
How are they dangerous?
We do a really good job of making people hungry on this show. I figure we got to counter that. We got to look at the other side of it. I want to do a little bit of that. I also want to introduce our head of news and our co-host, our good friend, Melissa Kay.
Hello and good morning.
Hey, thanks for being here, Mel. Good to see you.
Glad to be here.
We're going to get into some fun stuff today, the three of us. A little bit later, what's a sound from your childhood that younger generations will never hear? I think that'll be an interesting one.
Yeah.
Fax machine.
Got some nice. Well, right off the gate. Nice. Oh, I didn't have that one. We got some entertainment news for you. We're going to talk a little bit about Gibson guitars. And oddly enough, Melissa, yesterday you had mentioned a movie and it comes up today. Out of nowhere.
Really?
It's the wildest thing.
Wow. Yeah. How fun is that?
We've also got, we're going to get into some news on Stranger Things and some other stuff coming to Netflix and the most anticipated tours of this summer.
Cool.
Want to talk about our WFHR newsletter as well. And we will finally make the time to get into the Americans being the most prolific swears.
Oh, that's right.
Trying to think of how I wanted to word that. I was trying to think of
swearing oaths.
Yes. And what's a weird rule you made up and continue to follow? I got a bunch of good stuff for us today. But we try. I try very hard on this show, and I don't have to. I don't have to try that hard on this show to own when I make mistakes, or that I am. Oh, I was this amount of years old when I finally learned this, or something like that. I feel like we need more of that in society.
Yeah. Honesty, being real.
There's plenty of people on the airwaves lying to you and telling you this or that or whatever. I try to be very genuine and honest. So I will admit that I was 48 years old when I learned that it was it's a myth that you can't touch a baby bird when you see it.
Right.
So I did some heavy research into this one, and this all started from actually hearing an interview with Ron McGill, a great zoologist who's been running the Miami Zoo for over 20-some years and does incredible theatrical work and stuff around the world. Mm. And so when I was little, one of the first experiences I had in Wisconsin, I'm living in Rome, and my sister and I are going to the beach, and we see these blue eggs on the ground. Next to a nest. Mm-hmm. And we immediately flipped out and we're like, oh, these are really cool. But Jillian, who was 5 years younger than me, keep in mind, was like, no, you can't touch them. Nana said you can't touch them. And so we go and get my Nana and we come back, and this is like 5-10 minutes to walk over to here and everything. And this, God bless this woman who just put up with us and stuff. And we get over there and it was like she put up police tape. Like, nobody touch them. Nobody
Oh, my Lord.
None of that and everything.
Wow.
And we're all city people, you know? And to us, we did not want to disturb nature.
Well,
we didn't want to hurt
wildlife
anything.
Wild.
And all that. And so I am not saying that you go out of your way to touch these things if you see a baby bird or something like that. But, you know, just doing the homework on this one, and there's a handful of different websites I went to, just the top of it is basically that it's a myth that you can't touch a baby bird, and its parents will abandon it.
Mm.
Birds have a very, very poor sense of smell and don't recognize human scent at all on their young.
Wow.
They identify their babies by sight and sound. Mm. It's generally safe to pick up a baby bird and put it back in the nest if you can't find it. One of the And this is where good intentions can go a different route. Mm-hmm. Because what we, a lot of, whether we're talking about the Eagle Society or so many other great bird organizations out there, we find a, this happens a lot in the city. You find a pigeon, a baby pigeon, and you want to take, you want to help it. So you call a bird society and they pick up the pigeon. Mm-hmm. And now the mom is looking for the baby pigeon and can't find it. That happens a lot in rural communities with these birds where we find them, we want to do good, so we call our Humane Society or we call the DNR or something like that, and we're trying to do the right thing, but now that bird is doesn't, you know, the bird's parents cannot find the bird. Mm-hmm. So it's just something I learned and I thought was kind of cool and interesting, and I was
right.
very curious, and I'm so glad Melissa's in studio so I could see her face with it, because I was curious, am I like a very, like, yeah, James, this has kind of been a thing for
no,
a long time?
I think your instincts are correct that we, you know, general guidelines are leave wildlife to be wild. You know, don't mess with them. If you see a baby deer, just leave it. The mom will come back.
Don't feed it.
And as too, birds are different than a lot of other wildlife. And I would have had to look it up too, to be perfectly honest with you. But I have, you know, like, I, if I'm racking my brains for stories, I've read stories of, like, you know, you put the bird back in the nest, you put the egg back in the nest. Think about cowbirds. The fact that they can come in, push other eggs out of their nest, and lay their own egg, and the other birds don't notice, and they take care of this cowbird who eventually pushes the other babies out of the nest and takes all the food and just like, feed me, feed me. And it's giant.
Yeah,
like, you got
right.
these little sparrows taking care of this giant cowbird.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, but that attests to the fact that birds, they don't have a sense of smell. I mean, think about their beaks. They're like
yeah,
beaks.
Yeah,
I mean,
yes. Really, really.
So, yes, they have nostrils.
You know,
on
and
the
they
beaks,
say but. Bird brain for a reason, right?
Well, this is the other thing that came up in the article or in the conversation with Ron McGill, and he's touched on this one before. I think that most people, especially thanks to Disney and a lot of cartoons growing up, not just Disney, but a lot of cartoons, we consider, well, what is the wisest bird?
The owl.
Actually, the owl is one of the dumber birds. Its eyes are too big for its head, so it has a very small brain. So, again, where the bird brain comes from and some of that and everything is stems from that. Actually, the smartest, and this is, you know, not just Ron McGill talking about this or me just repeating him, but a lot of the homework and the rabbit hole or the bird hole I went down. I don't know.
Are there any bird holes? I don't
the
know.
The bird nest you dove into?
Yes, yes. That actually, crows are
yes.
often considered the smartest of the birds. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really interesting, too.
And actually,
no wonder they
despite,
creep me out.
Despite what Pat Kreitlow has to say, pigeons are also very intelligent.
Very intelligent.
I mean, they use them for, like, homing pigeons.
Is Pat a city guy?
Because
if you're a city
so.
Person,
I don't think
you would not think
I don't think
pigeon.
So, but he's having a lot really of fun with me and my pigeon quest. And it's delightful. I enjoy it. But I am going to push back on him. You know what? Pigeons make amazing pets, and just you wait until I get my bell pepper.
Yeah, ask Mike Tyson about pigeons. Go ahead and ask Mike about how he, you know, how smart they are and how
yes.
amazing they are.
Quite tasty. No.
And they're amazing animals. Actually, pigeons are really actually very interesting.
Yeah, they're very, very smart. Animals. And they won a lot of, like, actually medals during World War II for their service.
I was just going to say.
In World War II.
Whoa, Pat. What are you, of all the birds to take shots at, pigeons?
Carrier pigeons. They've been doing it for centuries.
They've literally, like, helped humanity how much? Like, oh, man, no, not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Oh, he's just having fun with
yeah.
me.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
Hopefully he could take the bat right
but I
back
think
again.
With a lot of the, you know, with us and animals, and you talk about Disney and cartoons and all of that, we do have this driving, I don't know, we want to personify all of the animals, you know, personification mm-hmm. of animals, and making them that they think like humans or that they react like humans. Well, they don't.
Yeah.
They're birds.
Yeah.
They're animals.
They're still animals, right?
They have their natural instincts, which are not human instincts.
By the way, I do want to say there is one show that correctly shows what owls are. It's the animated version of the Pete the Cat books.
Mm. Oh.
There is an owl character in that. His name is Wilson, and he is the dumbest character in the entire show. So they got that one right.
Well, and I think Migration is kind of a funny bird mm-hmm. cartoon as well. That
I love
that's
has
true.
Some
yeah.
some rather challenged birds, yes, shall we say. Yes.
I actually was impressed with that.
It was
one.
Very, that was pretty good. It was pretty funny.
And as we're wrapping up our opening here, I do want to touch on something, and I don't mean to go serious on everybody. We're having a lot of fun this morning. We're going to continue to have fun when we come back. But when we're talking about these animals and the things that these cartoons, while well-intended, can mislead kids, my poor little sister thought that when it came to housework and everything, she wouldn't have to do a single thing.
Yeah.
She thought that the birds and nature animals,
and the mice,
we're in Rome. We're in Rome on the edge of Lake Camelot. Yes. Jillian just thinks you open up the windows, all these animals are going to come
birds
in and do all the cleaning. Nothing.
Help you make your clothing.
Not one time.
Whistle while you work.
We tried. We whistled everything. Nothing. No, nothing.
Nothing happened.
My poor little sister was just heartbroken by this. She's all right now.
She figured out how to do her own laundry. Yeah.
Maybe she still holds out hope that one day the animals
will
help her.
Don't all of us, though?
Yeah. One day.
To be real.
Yeah.
If the animals
will save us.
It's in part because she is part cartoon character, and she can't help herself.
She's from that world. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We will take a quick time out before we get to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. I did want to remind everybody that going on today and throughout the next week or so is Civic Media's Scani Summer Text to Win Contest.
Oh, yeah.
I want to lean more into the Scani. I want to lean into that more. We're having a lot of fun with this one. We already gave away some stuff in the 7 o'clock hour. We got the 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours for you to listen for that keyword for us to get to you so you can text it to us.
Yes, that's right.
Be a very weird contest for us to be texting you. That really wouldn't make a lot of sense.
How does that work? Yeah.
It could be interesting.
I'm working on it. But for now, you text us that keyword when you get it at the top of the 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours today and be listening through the rest of the week and all next week for Civic Media's Up and Down the State Scani Summer Text to Win Contest. We're having a lot of fun with this one. Mm-hmm. We will be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking through your morning. You heard Pitbull. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We hope you are ready to go and getting on over there with whatever you're looking forward to this morning. Just keep in mind that whatever you have in mind will probably change. You will see that menu and everything will look good. Just keep, if you walk into the El Cafe thinking that, knowing that, you're going to be that much more prepared.
You'll be good. Just go, blank slate. Yes. Tabula rasa. That's what you need to do going in there.
But see, you could just get the breakfast sliders and then you have one of everything.
There you go. That's true.
I encourage you to go there as often as you can. That way you can get everything.
Try everything on the menu.
Yes,
see?
Yes.
No worries there.
I've always dreamed of being one of those people that goes into a restaurant and like, give me one of everything. And you just sit there and you're just eating at it and picking at it. You're giving food to people in the restaurant and stuff. Yeah, you see that in the movies and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. I have a weird brain.
That's okay. That's why we love you.
Give our friends at El Cafe some time today and wish them a good morning from us. 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port
Edmonds. Actually really bummed that I didn't get the breakfast sliders this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could hear it.
Because I'm hungry. And I meant to get breakfast, and time just got away from me this morning. And
here's a great time. Darn PSA. Work. I am starving, and I don't realize it until I'm doing these segments. Make time to eat, everybody. It sounds silly, I know, but do it. Make sure to make time to eat.
If you don't have time to eat, head over to El Cafe, because they'll make it for you. They'll serve it with a smile, and you'll have a great conversation, good time, and excellent food.
Head on over there today. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. I didn't even let you cut in.
I'm taking it easy.
Oh, I want strawberry rhubarb homemade pie.
Mm. Oh, my favorite kind of pie. Mm. Strawberry rhubarb. Yeah.
Do they even have a strawberry lemonade?
I wonder how that would taste. Yeah.
We love celebrate with you guys. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. As we take a look at our list.
Hold on. Cran walnut.
Oh, that does sound good.
Oh,
does sound pretty good.
Darn it. Okay, El Cafe today, boys. Before 2, we have to get there.
Yes, absolutely. I need a 1 or a 2, Melissa.
2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. So first up, before we dive right into our list, of course, we have a very special one to celebrate. Happy 15th anniversary to Seth and Beth Havhacker.
Hey, it's your anniversary. Yes. Happy anniversary.
15 years.
You guys should go get some pie.
Only one of us can eat it right now. So.
One of my favorite couples. I hope you guys have a great one. Enjoy your anniversary. Crystal or watches is what you're looking to do watches. With this one. Those are the. I like the idea of the
traditional
watches
gifts.
Thing. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah, those are good ones. And again, happy anniversary, happy 15th to you guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate you around here, certainly at the studios, the stations, and certainly everything.
What are you talking
you guys
about? I don't like this
community.
One. Half of it's okay.
I am just reading what he wrote. I don't know.
Sure,
I'm
you
just
are.
Reading
sure, you are. Just sucking up.
I need him. I need both of you, actually.
That's fair.
I need both of
fine.
You. What am I talking about? We appreciate you guys. Happy anniversary to you too. Mm-hmm. And a very happy birthday to Shauna Kreitzer.
Happy birthday, Shauna.
Happy birthday, Shauna.
Shauna, enjoy your day. Beautiful name. Mm-hmm. Shauna. Yes. That's a great name.
Nice.
And to our qualifiers, happy 3rd anniversary, Lon and Tracy Shaw.
Lon and Tracy, happy 3rd.
Happy anniversary.
Aww.
It's fun how this goes, where I see like somebody like Seth and Beth with a 15, or mm-hmm. we see some, like we're fortunate to see some 30 and 40 year anniversaries. I just get just as excited about like the 3-4 year ones. I like that. That's
they're
awesome.
Special.
Congratulations, you two, and you're our qualifiers.
All right.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Angelina Jolie is 50.
I can't believe that. Wow.
That blows my mind.
Wow.
That's she's fantastic.
Wild.
I really enjoy her performances.
It's not to me that she's not just one of the best actors I've seen in my lifetime, but that she still is and that somehow she gets better.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I think, you know, we talk about actors all the time, and one of the things that almost every actor has on their IMDb page, on their resume, a couple bombs or things like that, mm-hmm. or movies where you could tell they didn't just give their all. I defy anybody to go through every single thing that Angelina Jolie has done Ooh. In her career and find one scene where she has not given you everything she's got. I will use her latest movie as an example, The Eternals, where mm-hmm. she wanted to do a movie for her kids, where her kids could see her and everything, and they were flipping out, like, Angelina Jolie wants to be in the Marvel movie and all
yeah,
this.
Right.
And so they didn't know what to expect. Kevin Feige and some other people mm-hmm. are saying, well, you know, she's pretty intense. She's pretty serious about these roles. How is she going to take this? And she gave you the one of the best superhero characters ever and performances yeah. ever. She is just that incredible. She is on a level that very few actors will ever get to. And she continues to work at it, continues mm-hmm. to push herself, get better. She's a good director, producer. The work that she has done with the UN, the United Nations, and mm-hmm. some of that, that is above and beyond her pay grade.
Right.
You know, and she said that. I admire her a lot.
Very
I think,
much so.
You know, yeah. I think she's incredible at what she does.
She's also going to be eternally my Laura Croft.
There's another great example, like where, you know, she just gives her all for these things. It doesn't matter what the movie premise or some of those things is. She only knows one speed.
Yeah.
She's good. Let's see here. Noah Wiley is 54. Dr. John Carter on ER. Tom Mason on Falling Skies. He was Flynn in The Librarians and now stars on The Pitt on Max. Noah Wiley has had a really nice career.
Smart career.
Yeah.
He's done a lot of the... He it seems like he became a producer as well as an mm-hmm. actor pretty early, and it has served him very well. Mm-hmm. The whole Librarians thing, you know, they started out as movies, and now there was a TV series. Now there's another TV series. Mm-hmm. He's very smart with that, yeah.
I always like seeing actors like him that make a really good living, that do mm-hmm. well, and have like multiple hits in his career as
yes.
far as TV. And he stuck to what it works for him, TV.
Yep.
He's a TV
mm-hmm.
actor.
Yes,
and
he is.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Horatio Sanz is 56. SNL's one of their first Latin member, really. I believe Horatio Sanz was the first Latin
wow.
member of SNL, which is way late.
yeah.
But, you know, boy, they brought a good one in.
Yeah.
I loved Horatio Sanz. I think his star would have been a lot bigger if it wasn't for Jimmy Fallon, but I do admire and like his career mm-hmm. quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Al B. Sure is 57. One of the better names. And
Al B. Sure, with an exclamation point.
Yes.
A big thank you to Al B. Sure for giving me opportunities to walk up to a girl to dance and then shy away real quickly during Night and Day. That song was just long enough to be able to do that. Just yeah, long right. enough. I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go talk to her. I'm not. Keith David is 69. Oh, the amazing Keith David. Mm-hmm. One of the better character actors I've ever seen. I think a lot of people, oddly enough, might remember him from There's Something About Mary. He was Mary's dad in that.
I like him. He is a really good actor.
And he's got a very deep voice.
Was the voice of the Army for many years. I think he might even still be.
He's voice acts on Rick and Morty.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. He plays the president on Rick and Morty.
He's got quite a few animated. Coraline.
Yeah, he's got that
the
voice.
Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, did a great job on Community. Just one of my favorite character actors of all time. Yep. And can do it all. He is incredibly funny, but most of his career, he's been used as a darker character or a villain or is some of those things. Yep. He's really good. Michelle Phillips is 81 of the Mamas and the Papas.
Wow. I believe she is the last remaining Mamas and Papas. The rest of them have all passed on. So, yeah.
Bruce Dern is 89. That feels good to
talk
say.
About a character actor.
Yes.
Tremendous through his career. He has done it all. He started in the B movies with like Roger Corman. He did a whole bunch of Roger Corman movies. And then he kind of graduated to character actors in bigger movies. He had a couple of starring roles in a couple of films, critically acclaimed ones. But man, what a career he's had.
There was a ton of actors that I really like in The Hateful Eight. The only real reason I watched it was because he was this movie. And I thought that it was the last time I'd get to see him in a movie.
Father of Laura Dern, too.
Yes, by the way. Yes. Laura Dern, another amazing actor. Yep. And some people no longer with us. The great, and boy, you talk about trailblazers. Few have done what she did in her career. Dr. Ruth Westenheimer would have been 97 today. The topics and the things that she talked about at the time that she did. Nowadays, she comes out and does that show. Is it that big of a deal?
No.
No.
Maybe a little bit, but not too big of a deal or anything like that. At the time she did it, and it's the tact and the voice and the tone, her energy, so much of what she was doing.
I love the accent.
I don't know who else could have done something like she did. Yeah. I don't know who you could point to and say, oh, that person could have pulled that off. I don't think Dolly Parton could have pulled off what she did. And I mean, that's the most lovable person on the planet, arguably.
She was so direct about it. And matter of fact, I think that was one of the reasons why she was successful, because she didn't go around the topics like that. She just went right in there and was
being direct is sometimes the best way.
Yeah, and she was very good at that
with her famous catchphrase, "Get some."
Nice. Gorilla Monsoon, born on this day in 1937, former pro wrestler, one of the architects of wrestling today. And all of my fellow 80s kids out there remember Gorilla Monsoon, Bobby the Brain Heenan, doing a great job commentating these things and stuff. Didn't get to see him wrestle, but
I thought you said Girl of Monsoon. I'm like, that's an interesting wrestling name.
It's a band. It's a band that Gorilla Monsoon was in. It's a great Sounds like a band name.
It really does. Yeah.
And that'll do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate you guys getting us all of the... Oh, no. I'm sorry. I skipped one. I apologize. Freddie Fender. Born on this day in 1937.
The great Freddie Fender.
I didn't get that one in there.
Musician. He was a one-of-a-kind. One-of-a-kind musician.
That will do it for our birthday and anniversary club.
One-of-a-kind mustache.
Yes. Oh, he had a tremendous mustache. Oh, awesome. One of the best.
One more time. Happy 15th anniversary to Seth and Beth. Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Very happy birthday to Shauna Kreitzer.
Happy birthday, Shauna.
And a happy third anniversary to our qualifiers, Lon and Tracy Shaw.
Happy
anniversary.
Happy birthday anniversary.
Birthdayversary.
Maybe we come up with a new word.
Married on your birthday. That's what we call it.
I like that. No, then you're never going to forget that one.
It's not a bad idea.
We will take a quick time out, get to our news, sports, entertainment, and partner break. We'll be back with some fun. When we get back, we're going to get into the most dangerous foods in your fridge. At 11.
Dun, dun, dun.
The most dangerous foods in your fridge. At 11. Yeah, coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Mm-hmm. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Diving right into our segment, Consumer Reports posted a list of the most dangerous foods that might be sitting in your fridge right now. Here they are for you to get into, and we'll give you a little details for them. Right out the gate, I think a pretty easy one, deli meat. There were 87 hospitalizations last year and 10 deaths.
Whoa.
Of deli meat. That's not good.
That's scary.
That's rough. That is rough.
Well, we do hear a lot about contamination on deli meats with like E. coli,
They're particularly susceptible to that.
Yes, yeah. They are.
Cucumbers. No deaths, but 173 people were hospitalized from cucumbers last year.
Right. And just remember, when hearing these numbers, they don't sound like a lot, but if those were people that were hospitalized, that means there were many, many more people who just got really sick from it. They just didn't need to go to the hospital.
And they also were not tracked, because some of them didn't need to even get care, or it wasn't reported. So, yeah.
ER visits, I don't know how many of those would have been reported as well to this list.
It depends on if they can get them, if they can trace it back to what caused
a specific
sickness.
And
that's exactly what made me think of that. Our next one, raw milk and a raw milk cheese, 29 people in the ER. And this one was a little more specific about mentioning the ER. The others didn't really mention that. So
interesting.
I don't know. Yeah, but that was certainly one that I think is more common knowledge.
Right. It is dangerous. It's more dangerous than pasteurized dairy products.
When you talked about these things that are dangerous in your fridge, I thought we were going to be talking about condiments.
Oh.
Because we often don't look at the expiration dates, and they sit in our fridge for years and years and years.
That's true.
These are things that are dangerous in your fridge, not necessarily because of your fridge, but because of our food supply system here in the U.S., and a lot of these safeguards are being taken away out of our food supply system. Mm-hmm. So it's very especially important to pay attention to these things.
Yes, it is.
Queso fresco and a cotija cheese, or cotija cheese?
Okay.
No, I'm saying that right. But
yeah, I don't remember how to say it either. I'm sorry.
Two deaths, 23 hospitalizations.
There was a big, long-running investigation into those specific items because of the place that they were being processed. They kept getting cited for I don't remember the type of bacteria, but once it's there, it's really hard to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Eggs. They landed 34 people in the hospital. Now, that ain't right. I mean, with the price of eggs and everything, that's just not right.
I know what happened here. You are not Rocky, okay? Do not put the big raw eggs. Don't eat raw eggs.
I'm a tough guy. I'm going to put the raw eggs in there.
No, don't. Don't.
Well, like we talked yesterday, James, I want my eggs cooked all the way through now. Yeah. Please.
Make sure it's done.
Hard all the way through.
That's probably wise.
I don't know if better safe than sorry has ever been more apt than with food.
Scrambled.
Just
get all the scrambled eggs. It's scrambled, you know it's cooked then. Yeah.
Hard boiled.
Yeah.
Hard fried.
Yep.
Onions. One death and 34 hospitalizations.
Oh, no. That's not right. That ain't right.
That's just crazy.
Because you got to use onions for so many things.
Yeah.
Essential.
There is also the importance of making sure that you're properly washing your fruits and vegetables before you consume them.
Everything.
I mean, everything.
Everything needs to be washed,
Leafy greens. There was one death, and 36 people had to be treated.
And this is another one that we need to be especially careful of right now with the pre-packaged, what are supposed to be pre-washed.
It says it right on the bag.
It does, but because they're so highly processed, the chances of having some kind of contamination are higher. So even though it says pre-washed, it's a very good idea to also then, again, wash it yourself.
Just to be sure. Just to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Organic carrots. There was one passing and 20 hospitalizations.
Whoa.
Really?
Die from carrots. And organic, that's scary.
Mm. Mm. And organic basil. There were 4 hospitalizations from that. That one hurt
James,
my soul.
Why are you doing this to us? I mean, it's important information to have,
to try to lower these numbers.
Yeah.
Okay. This is for good reason. All right, I'll give you that.
I didn't want to. I try to pick very fun stuff. Yeah. But every once in a while, we got to get into stuff that, that isn't necessarily the most fun topics and everything, but I think it's on us to talk about.
No, you're right. Keep going. Destroy my soul.
Pre-cooked meat. That includes things like pre-made salads and frozen burritos. They toss it on the list because stuff like that gets recalled a lot.
It does. Mm. It does. In fact, there's a recall right now for packaged ground beef, I believe. I got to look.
Okay.
And one other reason I bring this list up is not just to there are two reasons, really. One is we are seeing a ton of people losing their jobs right now, mm-hmm. in key positions, as you touched on before, Melissa. Yes. I remember this was almost 20 years ago. I saw a report on people who were in charge of our infrastructure, and that there was one person in charge of all the dams in Alabama. Then there are like over 11,000 dams in Alabama. And there's one person in charge of them. That was like 20 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, that was like 20 years ago. And the idea of getting rid of any of these jobs, not adding to these jobs, but getting rid of them, it does not save the American person money.
It's
going to
cost us money.
It's not only going to cost us, it's going to cost lives. As I just got done telling you. Yep. And this is mm-hmm. where we're at. The American life is not worth it to our people in power. They don't care about us, because that's what they're telling you. That's what they're showing you. Mm-hmm. They're trying to tell you, oh, we're going to save you a buck or two. Oh, this is going to, look at the debt. Look how it's going to go down. Not yet. And not anytime soon by that. They continue to lie to you in your face. And all we do is take it. There are elections coming up. There are chances for people to make a difference and for making a change. Mm-hmm. There are people in power right now that you need to be calling. You need to be reaching out to. Do not let Ron Johnson or Derek Van Orten just continue to collect money from people outside of the state and people in their pocket. And if either of them have any issue with anything I have to say, please, for the love of God, give me 5 seconds with either one of them. Just, and I mean on the air, not alone, although I'll take that too. I would love that. Go ahead and look how that room looks when you walk out of it. Just give me 5 minutes with them, and I'd love to ask them some questions. But right now, I encourage you, and especially you, if you are in their area, to ask them questions, because these numbers are going to rise. Mm-hmm. We do this list again next year. And this isn't fun. This isn't exciting, because that's where we're at, man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the other reason I bring this up is because I am getting more and more into cooking. And I just want to warn everybody that I'm not on this list. But
the most dangerous thing in your kitchen, James Maylock.
It might be me. So just so you know, just ahead of time.
I wanted to throw out there, because this was a Consumer Reports article, I would encourage everyone. They just published a very big investigation piece into Kroger. And I bring this up because Kroger owns Pick and Save, which we have in town here. And if you see Cops, anything, all of those are owned by Kroger. They did a very large investigation into how they use the information they collect for their rewards program. I'll give you one number. 30% now, 30% of Kroger's profits come from selling information, not supplying groceries. 30%.
That's incredible.
Selling information.
That they collect from people who join their rewards program and shop there, using all that information they collect. So I would encourage you to go to Consumer Reports and read that. It's a very good article. It's very good. Mm.
And unlike some things, Consumer Reports doesn't have anybody in their pocket.
No. And they are excellent.
Also like to mention the raw ground beef that was recalled was sold at Whole Foods market locations nationwide. Okay. Organic Rancher, organic ground beef that was sold between May 22nd and May 23rd. If you have it in your freezer, throw it away.
All right.
We will come back and have some fun for you. Well, we're going to get into some nostalgia and talk about some sounds from our childhood that may not be heard by new generations. Coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you all are having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll take you to the top of the hour. We will kick off the 10 o'clock hour, some entertainment news. Looking forward to diving into that. A little bit later in the hour, we're going to get into a couple of other fun things like USA. USA, America is number one in swearing.
dubious distinction, but yes, I'm with you.
What's a weird rule that you follow and that you made up but you continue to follow?
Very nice.
I think we're going to have more to that list than we realize. I think a lot of that is stuff that we've been doing for so long, we don't even think about it. But we'll get into that one. As always, we want audience participation, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation through the Civic Media app if you'd like. Millennials, Gen Xers, Boomers online are listing the nostalgic sounds from their childhoods that the younger generations they think will not hear. Right. I thought this would be a fun list to look at here. So I'm going to go ahead and pull this one up on the screen so you guys can see all of this here and get through these. And they're not in any particular order. So we'll just go ahead and start right at the top. A floppy disk being read.
What a sound that was.
That was exciting to me as a kid. I thought that was an exciting. Anytime a computer made a sound, I thought I was in War Games. I just thought it was cool. I was waiting for Dabney Coleman to show up in a Cloak and Dagger or, you know, any of those great 80s movies involved computers and stuff. I thought it was cool.
Stop trying to make Cloak and Dagger a great movie.
I'm trying so hard. I haven't seen that movie in 30 years. I have no idea what it was like.
I was going to say, if you want, you might be disappointed. I don't know.
I don't remember a single. I remember Dabney Coleman. I remember him being a spy. And the kid that was in it, too. I don't remember. The click of those metal seatbelt buckles.
Oh, yes. The metal ones.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Now think about that sound. Yeah.
They're different now. It's still a similar sound. You still have the metal and metal click, but it's different than the ones that had the what do you call that? The receptor end that has the square button in the middle.
Yeah.
And they're like metal.
Yep.
You know, like the silver colored.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
James, just before we move on, because I had to look it up, because I, for some reason, can't remember their title. You know, who knows what a floppy disk sounds like today? Air traffic controllers, because that's the equipment they're using.
Mm-hmm. They're still on the old floppy disks. That's
insane.
It's insane.
Look at half of the VBAs. The programs that they're running at those things and stuff. VAs. It was just not even 20 years ago that they finally moved them to computers off of a paper system. Like, it's insane.
We want to talk about cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. Let's get proper equipment for these government essential functions. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I don't plan to fly anytime soon.
Mm. I'm with you.
Yeah, that hurts.
It does. Yeah, it does. You're right.
I would be scared.
No, me too.
I'll drive for seven days.
Take the train. The train's awesome.
I love taking the train.
Yeah.
A sound that you can hear before unlabeled every show, a cassette rewinding, or no, a clicking of a cassette.
Clicking of a cassette,
yes. Or the sound of the pushing the fast forward button.
That, yes, and the rewinder faster and faster and faster, and then that final thump.
Yes, yep. When it hits the thump.
And the thing pops out, the button pops up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I still have a cassette player, like a little, I don't know what you call it, movable.
Walkman?
It's not a Walkman.
Boombox?
No, and it's not a boombox.
I just wanted to say boombox.
It's a smaller one, though, that's and it records as well, so you can record.
Oh, it's just a tape recorder.
It's a tape recorder, but it plays also. And I think it has a radio on it, too.
That could be. I had one of those flat ones where you push the two. You had to push play and record at the same time on the tape. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember having to, you had to hit both. Yes. That play button would stick sometime.
Yep. You really had to mash it down to get it. Yep.
A host asking smoking or non-smoking. That is wild to think of.
I love the idea that we thought that at one point, just
having a non-smoking section would protect you in any way.
From the smoke, which is right next to the smoking section, didn't make any sense at all.
My favorite was the restaurants that would have that like one little fan that you could hear it making crickety noises and everything.
And it's like stained orange from the nicotine.
I don't, because none of us are old enough, but I mean, can you imagine places where, I mean,
like a plane?
Smoking everywhere.
Like an airplane or a doctor's where you could office. Smoke.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We went from you were looked at funny if you weren't smoking to now where, you know, for over 30 years now or something like that, it's been where, you know, you get looked at funny if you do smoke now and stuff. Yeah. And I just, in my lifetime, and I grew up around smokers, so I'll say that for sure, but I don't know that I ever saw this coming. Like, maybe of all the bigger surprises, not the biggest, but one of the biggest surprises to me is where we went as a society with smoking and how anti-smoking things went. That's a great thing. I didn't think it was going to happen.
Well, and you know, I really wish there would be some movement made toward for the people who do choose to smoke, because that's a choice and you can. There's nothing wrong with you choosing to do that in a way that doesn't harm other people. But we really need to go after those cigarette companies who are putting horrible, awful things into their cigarettes.
Mm. Well, and the idea, I mean, again, this administration did this the last go around, and they're looking to do it again, where they're lowering laws and are making it easier for these vape companies to make fruitier and more tasty stuff and all this.
Getting kids hooked on nicotine at a young age because it lines their pockets.
Well, and not putting the, like, all these companies should also, if you want to do this stuff, okay, but you also got to put just as much money into research and telling us what's going to happen with this stuff, because we don't even know the results of vaping or anything like that yet. Right. We have no idea on that data. So the cha-ching of a manual credit card machine thingy.
Cash register. But no, what they're talking about is when they made the impression of the card.
It's like a little machine.
Yeah.
And then they have the carbon copy paper they put over top of your credit card, and it goes, yes, I remember that.
And then you'd sign the little slip.
Yes.
Kind of
none
thing.
Of that was electronic then.
Nope. No, it was not.
That staticky sound from those gray computer speakers that we all kind of got with our PCs when a call was coming in.
Because those speakers were awful. Yes, they really were not very good.
How about, here's a really good one, old school, clapping out chalkboard erasers.
I used to do that. That was one of my favorite jobs at school.
Man, Mr. Hudeville had me doing that a lot.
What purpose did that serve again?
It cleaned out the chalkboard.
Did it?
Yes.
It threw it all into the air?
Well, you go outside and do it, Seth.
I always thought it was just for punishment.
Exactly. That's
it was just
it was.
Make well, people no, punish you. You have to go whap the erasers.
Haven't you ever like tried to use a chalkboard eraser that was full of chalk and all you got on the chalkboard was more chalk?
Mm. I've used a chalkboard so little in my life.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, remember. Melissa. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. And Seth, you had it right
like
on the head.
It's trying to clean a window with a wet rag.
Nothing but streaks.
The little static discharge fizzle when you turned off an old tube TV.
Oh, good Lord.
And that little, when you watch the picture go down to the pinpoint.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. An old cathode ray tube. That's the old school ones before everything went digital. Yep.
Casey Kasem. Just Casey Kasem, just the side, him on your
keep
radio,
your feet
or the
on the
voice
ground, and keep reaching for the stars. Everyone had a Casey Kasem impression, but there were none of them were good.
Yeah,
because he had such a distinctive voice.
But to that point, Casey Kasem, not just on the radio, but marketed so many things. His voice was used for so many different things.
Shaggy,
so
on Scooby Doo,
really?
He was Shaggy. Yeah,
how many different generations had some experience of him
hearing that voice?
Iteration of Casey Kasem.
Huh. Yep.
Yeah. The sound of a quarter dropping into the coin return of a payphone or vending machine.
Yes. Yeah, because a lot of vending machines now, they take only cash or debit card.
Because everything is over a dollar.
Yeah.
Right? I hadn't even thought of that. But yeah, I got it.
There are still pop machines around that take quarters.
Yes, but the clink of the coin in the phone, the payphone, now that's
a
very,
very
distinctive sound. Yes.
Yep.
I genuinely don't remember the last time I used a vending machine. Wow.
It's
wow.
been that long. Wow. Man,
that's crazy. I think, well, we were somewhere on point with this one, Melissa. Dot matrix printers.
Yeah. The perforation. Because when I my first job at Fort McCoy, my second job at Fort McCoy, well, whatever, we had one of those dot matrix printers, and it had the holes on the side, and then it was like carbon copied paper, oh man,
yeah,
taking me back.
How many of us, for one project or another, had to pull those little things off, like tear the perforation on that side, so it would
fit in the filing cabinet?
Yep, it was too wide otherwise.
Yep.
The intercom at Kmart telling your parents they're looking for you.
Or the classic blue light special.
Yes.
Now on a blue light special, blah, 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 blah. Whatever it was, they just went on sale, right? Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Madoff, we've got James here at the customer service counter. Could you come pick him up, please?
Yes. At least four or five times in my life. Yeah. Easily more, actually, now that I think about it. And the bell being physically shaken at a school to signify the beginning and ending of lesson periods.
Wow. An actual bell.
We had one for recess Okay. My teacher had the handbell, but we also had, because I went to a one-room schoolhouse, we had the bell with the pole, the rope.
The actual?
Actual bell, wow. Yep. And when the only time we really used it is when we'd have a free recess and we could go down to the creek. And then for us to be able to hear it, she'd have to ring the big bell.
Boy, she's so young to talk about. The only my grandparents, you know, they didn't even stay in a one room schoolhouse. They eventually went into like a bigger school kind of thing. So
we had all 12 grades there when I was going to
say even my grandparents didn't do that. Yeah. So yeah,
no, you know what? Welcome to my life.
Just even picking up how about a phone ringing?
Like the old school phone ring. Yeah.
Okay, so get this. You know, we have different alarms you can set on your phone. Well, I have one to remind me when I'm going on Pat Kraitlow's show on Wednesday mornings, because if I don't have something to remind me, I won't remember. Mm. I have the old school telephone bell ringing
right.
to remind me to go on Pat's show.
That's good.
Now, my question to you is, is it the American or is it the British phone ringing?
It's the American.
Because the British phone ringing...
It's like three chirps.
It's No, I'm talking about the old school, because for some reason it was set loud. I mean, we're talking like the world is coming to an end when the phone rang kind of thing. It's super loud.
Well, you might be out in your garden because, you know, they had lots of gardens.
I think British people at some point or time, at least for a certain time, like to just be shook. Like they, certain things.
Wake them up out of their malaise.
But I do like their ring better. It's like a bling, bling, bling.
Right.
That or even a dial tone. I don't know.
That's a good one.
But you had a really good one, the fax machine earlier. Yes. That was a very good one. You can go to Ask Reddit or reddit.com to find the entire list, everybody. We'll come back. We'll talk some entertainment. We're going to get into some great fun stuff with our community going on and our newsletter all coming up on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.